Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to having you join in the dialogue and discussion as we discuss something that I believe is very, very important as an issue for us to understand. We're talking about today a nation led by delusion. Subtitle, if you will, you could call it, Who is Dr. Fauci? Who is Dr. Anthony Fauci? I've called him the Emperor in the White Jacket. Who is he? How has he been a part of the COVID-19 pathogen? Was he part of the invention of it, development of it? Was Dr. Fauci involved in the COVID-19 pathogen? If so, how, when, and why? Was the pathogen released accidentally or purposely? Has it been weaponized for a purpose of bringing the whole world into submission to a global governance? All of those things we'll look at today during the course of this broadcast. I pray that you'll join in the dialogue and discussion. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can join in the dialogue and discussion with you. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. And may I simply interject this thought. If we depend on what government says rather than what God says, if we depend on what government directs us to do rather than the direction from the Word of God, we're in serious trouble. And may I suggest that we're there today because what we're finding and what we've seen is a willingness to submit totally and completely to the controls of government rather than the controls of God through His Word. That's what has me concerned today about the future trajectory of what we're doing and where it's going and how it will affect the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it possible that the church will cease to be free? That Christians will cease to be free as a result of the weaponization of COVID-19 and the end result being a global one world order where Christianity and the church is simply forbidden? I don't know about you, but I see that on the fast track, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not doom and gloom. It's just that we need to understand. And as one writer said, we need to prepare and be calm, not upset, not worried, not frightened, not in fear, not in hysteria, but be prepared and be calm. As Dr. Robert Jeffries just preached a message to his congregation that Christians need to be prepared for persecution. And I believe he is exactly right based on what we see the Word of God says. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we face them based on Scripture. The truth book, Jesus said in John 8:31-32, as he spoke to his disciples, if you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he declares in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that we ought to depend on, that we ought to focus our attention to and understand and submit to. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that to be reality in the world in which we're living in today. But it's the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made the powerful statement where he says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. May I challenge us with that today? Is to seek the truth, listen to and learn the truth, love and tell the truth, live and defend the truth, even to death. There'll come a day, just as with Bonhoeffer in Germany, there'll come a day where we need to stand for truth, even if it means our life. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions. Tools for Time has a staff that can answer your questions about power backup equipment as well as professional and homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's the home of the gigantic flag, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, find that flag, the flagpole at the base of that flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching, as I call it, society coming unraveled. Our great nation continues to be in a state of fear, hysteria, and panic. And the question needs to be asked, why? Why is that so? Ladies and gentlemen, the simple answer is that we've been lied to. Yes, the COVID-19, ladies and gentlemen, is a very serious, deadly pathogen. Sadly, thousands have died as a result of COVID-19. Yet the real issue that I want us to be concerned about today, the real issue that I believe should concern every American, every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot, all who love the Bill of Rights, all of us who cherish the fundamental foundation of America being built on the Word of God, having given us the freedom of speech and the religious liberties. But ladies and gentlemen, because of the fear factor, we continue to see free people becoming sheeple rather than people under the total control of the elitist in society today. Yes, in any regime that's called Marxist, Leninist, socialist, communist, there's no such thing as a middle society, no such thing as the middle of society where you have the warp and the woof of what holds us together as a nation. In a communist society, you have only the elite and the slave servants. The fact is, we're on the fast track for that today. We're watching it come about under the guise of a pathogen known as coronavirus. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been, as a nation, I believe we've been conditioned to submit to the executive orders and the Marxist mayors and governors across our nation. It is so fascinating that you find even with sports today, the NFL, I've got an article that says the CDC and the NFL published revealing Wuhan, China papers. Reporting on CDC and the NFL, Fox News reports that from August the 9th through the 21st of November, approximately 623,000 COVID-19 tests were performed on approximately 11,400 players. Now listen, 623,000 tests, COVID tests, performed on 11,400 players and staff members, and 329 tested positive. That's 2.9%. That's about 55 per test per individual. Hear me? They had 11,400 players. They had 623,000 tests. That was about 55 tests per individual, conducted over a 105-day period of time. The article says this period constitutes the bulk of the NFL regular season. That means an average of the NFL employees were getting tested once every 2 days. Further in the article, it says that also it's important to note that in spite of these positive tests, about zero serious illnesses from Wuhan virus were reported. In other words, through the NFL's rampant testing yielded a few positives. Virtually no one got sick. Almost every player or coach who reported to have missed a game had to do so because of a positive test. Thus, as we have seen throughout the past 10 months, positive test does not in any way indicate an actual Wuhan virus case, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, simply put, at the beginning of our thoughts today, the beginning of our facing the issues today, we look at the fact, and this has been replicated across America, and yea, I may say around the globe, where you take 623,000 players or 623,000 tests, and it's been carried out on 14,400 players. That's an average of each person getting tested every 2 days for 105 days. Now, that rolls up the number of the so-called reported new cases that heretofore had been bounded about every day on the Communist Network News to try to cause further fright, hysteria, and complain, or fear and a sense of something is going to woefully take place in America as a result of the lies and lies and lies. You can take a person and test him today, test him 2 days later, and you continue with the PCR test of getting false positives, which the CDC has now admitted is a 90% chance of a false positive from the PCR test. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast. But I'm talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, a nation led by delusion. We've been deluded, lied to, deceived, and as a result of that, making choices and decisions that play into the hands of the globalists and the elitists that are simply wanting to control the globe. The Bill Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the George Soros funds, and the emperor in the white jacket known as Dr. Anthony Fauci, which is a puppet in the hands of the World Health Organization and the CDC and the National Institute of Health. Dr. Fauci has been embedded in the political system longer than Sleepy Joe. He's been embedded in the political machine in Washington longer than Joe Biden, the socialist Marxist president that we have today. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll recall the original fear that was pronounced by the White House white-jacketed emperor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Birx. Both are on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Both draw a salary from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be very, very careful in taking what is said as being fact and allowing it to absolutely control our total society today. In fact, in Colossians 2:8, the scripture says it is very, very possible that we can do this today. Notice it says, and being found in fashion, not as a man, that's the wrong one, that's a Philippians, I want Colossians. Let's go to Colossians 2:8. Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. We need to be aware, ladies and gentlemen, that there are those out there that would deceive us, that are willing to deceive the nation, even if it means life-threatening diseases being used to bring us into submission. And I'm fearful and I'm concerned from the standpoint of the future of the American church. I'm concerned based on where we're going with the closure of our churches and the continual fear on the part of churches and pastors. I was recently told of a church with an academy, a school, and a few of the students coming down with the common cold, which is normal for this time of the year, has caused now panic and fear in the whole school to the point of shutting the school down. And I believe there's about 600 students shutting the entire school down because the annual flu, annual cold, and they're fearful that it might be COVID-19. That's the fear that we're experiencing today in our nation as a result of the lies that we've been told by the white-jacketed people like Dr. Anthony Fauci. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand Bill Gates and is a eugenist. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's funding is to control global population. He believes that the population control is needed. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill Gates in particular, ladies and gentlemen, believes that the world needs to reduce the population by about 1 billion people. And it is his opinion that COVID vaccination may kill between 750,000 and 1 million people. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the COVID vaccination could kill 1 billion people around the globe. That's my opinion. You can disagree with it if you like. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to our studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question or your comment. But ladies and gentlemen, the issue that I want to focus on today as the catalyst for where we're going, the issue is that most Americans are not aware of, they're not aware of the fact that we need to ask the question, just where did COVID-19 originate? How did it come about? Now, there's been all kinds of fictitious statements coming out of CDC and the Dr. Tedros and the World Health Organization and out of the Wuhan China virus cover-up. There are a lot of folks that have been coming up with all kinds of hypothetical hypotheses that do not fit into the picture. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we understand that there's a major, major, major issue here with Dr. Fauci. Let me continue for just a moment with tying this loose end together, and then we'll take our first caller after that. But here's an article that says, Microsoft co-founder turned philanthropist Bill Gates says he has been taken aback by the volume of crazy and evil conspiracy theorists about him spreading on social media during the COVID-19 pandemic, but said on Wednesday he would like to explore what is behind these, as he calls them, crazy, evil conspiracy theories. This article reads further. Bill Gates spent some time whining and crying to Reuters about these evil conspiracy theories, about him wanting to inject the world with microchips, feigning disbelief that anyone could ever think such a thing about him. Reuters, that's the news media, was only too happy to indulge him. This is one of the many reasons why Gates Foundation regularly gives millions and millions of dollars to the news outlets so that they will pretend that he's a doctor and a global patron saint. Further, it says, Gates says he wants to have regular dialogue about the millions of conspiracies floating around the internet, musing that it might be time for a town hall style conversation why people say these things about him. I think that's a great idea, he said, and offers the following talking points for when we hold the event. Ladies and gentlemen, here's one writer that sets up some talking points that he thinks that Gates needs to discuss. Six reasons why people think Bill Gates is evil. Number one, shock as it revealed an enzyme called Luciferia, which makes the Bill Gates implantable quantum dot vaccine delivery system work. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation spending millions creating human implantable quantum dot micro needle vaccine marks with data storage. Further, these are things that needs to be talked about, he says. During Reddit AMA on COVID-19 coronavirus, eugenist Bill Gates calls for a national tracking system and billions of vaccinations to protect the world, Bill Gates says. Big Pharma and Microsoft are teaming up with something called the ID 2020 Alliance that will combine vaccinations with implantable microchips to create your ID, your digital ID. Event 201, COVID-19, was launched 1 month after the John Hopkins Center and Bill Gates hosted an invitation-only global pandemic exercise. Dr. Anthony Fauci has subverted the Trump administration to carry out Bill Gates' global vaccine action plan with mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations. So this writer says, the reason why so many people think Bill Gates is trying to inject the entire world and give everyone an injectable biometric ID is because Bill Gates has repeatedly said that's what he wants to do, is to inject the entire world and give an injectable biometric ID. Bill Gates is so used to paying everyone off with the Gates Foundation grants so that the new outlets will perpetrate the delusion that he is a billionaire philanthropist instead of the New World Order Nazi-style eugenist that he actually is, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the lie that we have been told, the delusion that we're living under in America today, that's causing everyone to submit and surrender their own identity, to submit and surrender our own will and our own desires as a free people, to submit them in toto to a government that is part and parcel of the plan for a global identification of every human being, which, ladies and gentlemen, ultimately fulfills what's found in Revelation 13, when the day of the Antichrist steps on the scene, that will be controlled as simply puppets in the world, will not be able to buy, sell, trade, or open your business without a COVID pass, a vaccination that will identify you. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. I believe Americans have allowed secular and liberal agents such as parents, teachers, pastors, news media, entertainment celebrities to influence our children. And the situation in America can and has been compared to a frog being placed in a pot of tap water, then gradually heated up. Americans are preoccupied with modern-day idols such as money, materialism, recreation and sports, and also Americans have allowed spiritual issues to atrophy, and as someone said, it says in the Bible somewhere, the spirit has departed, Ichabod, and I think it's a very ominous situation for our country.
I believe you're exactly right, brother, and because we have been focused on these, as you call the material things, which is correct, we're not focusing on the spiritual. Therefore, we're finding, just as the Bible has given us the prophecy, that in the last days there will be a great apostasy, that is, a falling away. So we're finding the falling away, and the COVID-19 shutdown of the churches has exacerbated and exponentially increased the apostasy, the falling away from the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are watching the secularization of America, and we're watching today the transition from a spiritual nation, a spiritually minded nation, from a biblically founded nation to one of a total secularization of the nation. Because as we watch it today, we're seeing those that are nominal Christians, if you can use that term, watching those that claim they're saved, simply bowing and bending at every whim and direction of the socialist Marxist government that is over us today. This is the reason I call it a nation led by delusion, and the delusion is primarily being led by those in the white jackets, as Emperor Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization, and Dr. Birx. All combined, we've been lied to and deceived, and that delusion is what is leading America today. And so the only answer, the only hope for America, in my most humble opinion, is to turn back to God. Recognize that we've gone in the wrong direction. Recognize the fact there needs to be repentance in America among believers and among those in our nation that claim to be saved. There needs to be a repentance and turning back to God. That's the only hope that we see. Joseph, brother, thank you so much for your input, for your comments that are well-spoken, well-placed, and well-deserved to be heard today in all of the ears of the listeners. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today, a nation led by delusion, and the delusion is being perpetrated by people in the white jackets like Dr. Anthony Fauci. Ladies and gentlemen, the issue that most Americans are not aware of is just where did COVID-19 originate? Just how did it come about? Was it something that just simply metastasized and came into the world at one fell swoop? Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen, that it was developed by man? Is it possible that it was a genetically designed a pathogen? Is it possible to take a variant of viruses, splice them together, and form them so that they could be carried out in such a way as we find the COVID-19 today? It would be by the breath of an individual breathing it and spreading it. Is that possible to be engineered in a laboratory purposefully? Well, I believe that the truth is just now coming out. Did this take place, ladies and gentlemen, on a happenstance basis, or could it have been caused by this dangerous virus that's been released over the world by those that have been behind the scenes playing Dr. Frankenstein, if you will? Is that possible? I believe that it is. And Steve Hilton, on what is called The Revolution, which is a program on Fox Network, took about a half hour the other evening, about a week ago, to tie together the loose ends with a whole plethora of documents, which have now been taken off the internet. The internet's been washed of them. Fortunately, I have several of them that I was able to print out. But may I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that it is a very dangerous pathogen that's been released on humanity. Here's an article that in part talks about it. Steve Hilton report. Dr. Anthony Fauci is directly, hear the title, Dr. Anthony Fauci is directly responsible with the funding of the gain of function, that's GAIN-OF-function, F-U-N-C-T-I-O-N. It is called the funding of the gain of function studies that resulted in the coronavirus pandemic. And he has a video that I think can still be downloaded that explains what I'm about to say to you. Fox News host Steve Hilton opened his Sunday night show, that was 1 week ago, with startling developments on the origins of the coronavirus. Hilton discussed the gain-of-function research that helps define the fundamental nature of human-pathogen interactions. One of the greatest laboratories researching the gain-of-function science was the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China. Gain-of-function research is highly controversial. In fact, according to Steve Hilton, in 2014, the Obama administration cut funding to this risky biological study. The government made the decision following biosafety incidents at the federal research laboratories. By the way, they were located in North Carolina, at the University of North Carolina, in the science laboratories. This article further says Steve Hilton reported Sunday that Dr. Anthony Fauci is on record cheering research where potentially dangerous viruses are generated in the lab. In his Sunday report, Steve Hilton revealed how Dr. Fauci gave funding to the projects that resulted in the coronavirus pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, the very simple fact is, and we'll elongate this thought a little further in our broadcast, the very simple fact is, let me just knit it together in a succinct statement. In the lab in North Carolina, the University of North Carolina, they were researching pathogens that could be split and melded together, if you will. And they were looking for a pathogen that they could discover that would be able to spread easily, rapidly, and to see what it would do. And because the laboratory was viewed as being dangerous in that kind of research, it was shut down. Well, what did Dr. Anthony Fauci in the white jacket, the emperor in the white jacket, what did he do? Unknown and untold to the funders of the program, he had transferred $3.7 million to the Wuhan, China laboratory, where it continued in that research and continued to the point where they were able to vaporize a virulent virus that ultimately we know today as coronavirus, COVID-19. Whether it got out of the laboratory purposefully, whether it was weaponized purposely and then released purposely, or it got out of the laboratory accidentally, only God knows. I think eventually we'll know. But ladies and gentlemen, it is the Wuhan China lab that produced it based on the oversight, the direction, and the funding at the hands of Dr. Anthony Fauci. And now Dr. Fauci is supposed to be the one that's going to play healer of the world. He's the one that's playing the part of giving us insight and direction on how to come out from under this weaponized pathogen. Ladies and gentlemen, hang on for about 1 minute. We'll have the top of the hour news. And after the news, we'll come back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.